Daryl DeRuyter joins us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. And, of course, Daryl's the high school principal at Pella Christian High. But today we're going to talk to you about officiating. You've been a longtime official for multiple sports, but we're going to talk basketball this time through. So, first of all, thanks for your time.
You bet, Eric. Always glad to talk to you. And it's fun to talk about basketball and officiating, something I enjoy very much.
We were just talking about this a little bit beforehand. This is something you've done for a while now. How many years was it you said you've been a basketball official?
Yeah, I think I've been a registered basketball official with both the high school association and the girls union for 17 or 18 years. It's been so long, I don't remember exactly, but right when I moved to Iowa back in 94, I wanted to do something in the winter to stay in shape a little bit. Moved from California. I'm kind of a fair weather runner, so that's really what kind of got me into basketball officiating, was just something to do in the winter to kind of stay in shape.
Yeah, it's definitely good to keep you moving. What else has drawn you to being an official, and what keeps you wanting to come back year after year?
Yeah, what I've learned over the years is that it's really kind of a release for me, believe it or not, a stress reliever, and people are baffled when I say that. They say, how can going out and officiating high school basketball relieve stress? But to me, it is. It's a great way for me to get out of the office, to get out of Pella, to really think and focus and get my mind on something other than my work, other than school, because that can tend to dominate me if I allow it. So it just allows me to kind of get out and just think about something and concentrate and focus on something out. And it's really allowed me, the other thing I enjoy, I get to go into a lot of different communities, into a lot of different schools. I get to meet a lot of different people who love sports and don't always love me, but love sports. And it's just, those are just fun environments to be a part of.
What is the preparation process like for you, not only before a game, but as you get to wherever the venue is, how you prepare for a game?
Yeah, you know, I take my officiating very seriously, as I believe many and most officials hopefully do as well. So I do a lot of rules preparation and reading. I'm a rules guy. I pride myself on knowing the rules and the mechanics very, very well. So those are all things I do. Even prior to the season, as the season begins, and even throughout the season, I keep working on and reading the rule book and the case book and things like that. As we get ready to go to a game, our crew typically has what we call a pregame conference. We arrive at the site 45 minutes to an hour ahead of the game, and even though I'm with the same guys quite often, we still go over some of the basics. We want to make sure we're always on the same page with mechanics and how we're going to handle coaches and players and things like that. Just some of those things can be routine, but we want to make sure we stay sharp. When we hit the floor, we're ready to focus and concentrate and call a good game.
Well, Daryl, one of the things that you and I had talked about earlier in the year was just the range of games that you've got to work on this season. And I think we had talked about a Bluegrass Conference game at the time that you'd worked, but it's everywhere from Bluegrass Conference to CIML and everything in between.
Absolutely. And as an official, I really enjoy working all the classes, boys and girls, 1A to 4A basketball. I really like that. I think that's important. And I personally treat every game the same. It doesn't matter if I'm doing a 1A game or a 4A game, whether it's boys or whether it's girls, whether it's in the CIML or in the Bluegrass or Little Hawkeye or SICL, doesn't matter. To me, every game is important because I know that every game is important to those players. It's important to the coaches who've worked hard to get their teams ready. It's important to those schools and to those parents. So they deserve good officials. They deserve officials who take that role in the game very seriously. And I know that I do, and I know that my crew does as well.
Again, talking right now with Daryl DeRuyter here on the Marion County PM Sports page. Daryl, I wanted to ask you something, too. When you work as a three-man crew, each guy has kind of a different responsibility. Without getting in real deep, what are the differences, I guess, with the responsibilities depending on where you're at on the floor?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I know a lot of people don't understand that or don't know that, because most people at a game, players, fans, and coaches, they're going to watch the ball. One of the most important things for good officials, and if you want to know if officials are decent or not, just watch their eyes. And that's the biggest thing with three-man, is you have actually what they call coverage areas. And with three officials, each official has a separate and a different coverage area. And they really need to have their eyes in that area, even when the ball's not there. We call that off-ball coverage. And so obviously there's some areas in the lane, for example, where you might have two or three officials who have their eyes in that on that area, especially if the ball's there. But other than that, really, they need to have their eyes in their coverage area, off ball whenever possible, and calling a good game that way. You'll also see some mechanics, some movement, and that usually they call that a flex. And that's usually triggered by the lead official. The lead official is the official that's on the baseline, under the basket. So when the ball usually goes to one side, that lead official will flex or go across the lane, and that triggers a flex. So the other two officials will also adjust. So yeah, next time fans are watching, just look for that little nuances with the officials. And you can maybe begin to see and hopefully appreciate a little bit of what really goes on with it. It's not just you just run out there, run up and down the court, watch the ball, and try to call the obvious. There's a lot more to it than that.
Well, Daryl, you mentioned right there that everybody, fans and coaches and players, think that you're watching the ball. I had kind of a couple of things I wanted to ask you in one question. First of all, do you have to have thick skin to be an official? And secondly, who's harder, fans or coaches?
Good questions. I will tell you, I went to an officials clinic, a camp for officials, way back early in my career. In fact, I'll tell you how long ago. John Erickson was the director of officials for the Big 8 Conference, so that's been a while. And he said, I'll never forget, he said, to be an official, you need really three fundamentals. You need three things. You need to have the mind of a scholar, because there's a lot to know. There's a lot of rules, and you really need to know that. So you need to have the mind of a scholar. You need to have the heart of a child to be a good official, because it's a game, and it's fun, and it should be fun for the kids, and it should be fun for the officials too, and I really enjoy it. And the third thing is you better have the skin of a rhinoceros. So absolutely, you need to be thick-skinned. You know, and I think I am, and I think, you know, being a high school principal has helped me be thick-skinned, and has helped me be a better official, and I think being an official has helped me be a better principal too. So yeah, obviously we're still human, and we've, you know, sometimes a coach or, you know, fans who really get on us, you know, we might hear it. We try not to react to that. And sometimes you expect some of that and understand that it's kind of part of the game, and it's an emotional game. And so fans and players and coaches are going to react. You know, they're not going to always like our calls, and we understand that. Which is worse, players or fans? I'd have to say fans, typically. If, you know, when fans get bad, they get bad, and coaches, you know, if they cross the line, we have ways to take care of them, right? We sit them down, or we assess a technical foul, and usually that takes care of it. You know, I don't ever talk to fans. In fact, I don't ever want fans to even know that I hear them. So I never acknowledge fans. You know, a lot of times fans just don't know the rules. I'm aware of that. They think they know the rules. They sometimes think they know the rules better than we do. And sometimes I'd love to just stop the game, toot my whistle, and say, hey, for $35, you too can sign up with the Girls Union or High School Athletic Association and become an official. You try this. It's not easy. But normally the fans are they're very biased. In fact, I've heard it said once before, and I agree, that the three officials on the basketball floor are typically usually the only three on the floor who really don't care who wins. Everybody else in the gym cares who wins, right? The players want their team to win. Coaches want their team to win. Parents want their kids to win. And that's true on both sides. We don't care who wins. We want to call a good game and a fair game, and try to provide a fair playing field within the spirit of the rules and the rules themselves, and hopefully have a good contest.
Again, right now, if you're just tuning in, Daryl DeRuyter, high school basketball official, joins us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page. Daryl, right there, you talked about sometimes you have to assess a technical foul. And you and I had talked about this earlier this year, that sometimes there's actually a good time for a coach to get a technical, but it's a very specific circumstance. Explain how that works.
Yeah, you know, they call that a quick trigger in the officiating world, and I do not have a quick trigger. In fact, knock on wood, and my season's over, so I don't have to worry about it anymore this season, but I haven't given a technical foul in 2 years, so that just gives you an idea. I don't have a quick trigger, but there are times in my career where a coach has deserved it and received it just for unsporting behavior, but also sometimes the coach will want a technical foul. And I remember a time where a coach called me over and said, Daryl, give me a T. And I said, what? He said, give me a technical foul. I want to fire my team up. I says, well, I can't do that unless you say something bad to me. So he says, okay, you suck. And so I said, okay, and I gave him a technical foul. And And he kind of threw his arms up and acted like he was all mad, and it was all part of the show to get his team fired up. I know it fired his team up, but I can't remember if they won the game or not. That was a long time ago. But so there are times. I know there's one time this season I remember watching a game as an administrator and seeing a coach need to get a tee. And it actually sparked his team, and that team went on to win the game. So, you know, there's times I think where a technical foul actually can be strategic for a coach and maybe even beneficial for a team.
Well, I know that's not your favorite thing, so we'll step away from that. Let's talk about some of the highlights for this year. I know you've had a very good postseason, including your first ever state championship game. Am I right?
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Yes. As an official, you know, I've committed my officiating to the high school scene. You know, there's a lot of officials who like to work college, and some officials who only want to work lower level sub varsity games. And we need those officials as well. And I'm very appreciative of those officials who are dedicated to working junior high games and sub varsity games. We need those officials. In fact, we need more officials getting into it. So any young person who's thought about it or ever wanted to get into fishing, I really encourage that. But for an official and for myself, I've committed to the high school game here in Iowa. The ultimate goal and achievement or whatever you want to call it, recognition is the opportunity to go and work at a state tournament. And I've been privileged and honored to be able to do that the last few years. And that's been a lot of fun. It's been a great experience. I've enjoyed it. There's a lot of really, really good officials who never make it there. So I've really enjoyed that. And yes, I had the great opportunity to cap off my season this year by working the 4A Girls Championship game Saturday night in Wells Fargo. And it was a great game to be part of. Went to overtime, and it was just a thrill for me to be part of that game.
Last question for you. I know a big concentration for officials is sportsmanship. That's just been a huge promotion across the board over the last several years. And with that in mind, I actually wanted to take things back here to Pella Christian for you and talk about the end of the Class 2A state finals, because that was a pretty special opportunity with what went on between the girls here at Pella Christian and the girls from Western Christian.
Yeah, it was a great week for me personally, you know, as an administrator of Pella Christian, as an official, but for our school community as well. We had a great time, not just getting to state. You know, there's a lot of schools who've never been to state in anything, and we've gone 2 years in a row now with our girls basketball team, and that's just fun to be able to do that, and then to have a great tourney run, you know, to get all the way to the championship game and then to compete well and finish runner-up was a great accomplishment for our coaches and our players. And yeah, that display of sportsmanship afterwards, and for people who weren't aware of that or aren't aware of it, what happened was after both teams received their trophies and took their respective pictures, team pictures, our girls walked over to Western and we took a group picture. Both put trophies down, the championship trophy, the runner-up trophy down, and then they intermixed one PC player, then a Western player, then a PC player. And took a group picture with all both teams and coaches and just a great display of sportsmanship. And in fact, I went out and stood next to Mike Dick, who's the executive director of the Girls Union. I said, "What do you think, Mike?" And he says, "You know, I've never seen that before." I said, "Well, I figure that might be a first." And other people also said, you know, they can't ever remember seeing that at a state championship, that the champion and runner-up would pose for a picture together. And I think it was just a great example of great class, great sportsmanship by two Christian schools. And I'm very, very proud of our team and our coaches for doing that.
Well, and it was an interesting intermingling, I guess, between you two schools throughout the whole season, going back to a summer camp up in Michigan before the season got started, and then, of course, Western being able to come down here for a non-conference game in the season and then capping it off in the state championship game. How much did it have to do with the fact that you've got two schools that are very like-minded?
Yeah, very like-minded. We consider ourselves actually sister schools. We're both affiliated with an organization called Christian Schools International, based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got a lot of their alums who've moved to Pella and live in this area and send their kids here and vice versa. And so there's a lot of connections between the two schools with parents and grandparents and relatives. And so very like-minded, similar schools, similar philosophies, similar setups with their school system and our school system here in Pella. So it was a natural relationship to, even to start. So, but yeah, just the summer to get together, and then this during the year, and then even before the game, what a lot of people don't, both teams got together for devotions even before they took the floor, which I think is kind of cool too. And that we just had that opportunity to do that as two Christian schools. And again, I'm very proud of both schools, both sets of coaches for just taking advantage of that opportunity. What a great platform that God gave us to be in that situation, and I think that we nailed it. And I'm proud of our kids and our coaches for that.
All right, well, Daryl, thanks for that little bonus, but of course, thanks for talking a little bit about officiating too. I know it's something that you've got a lot of passion for, and we need that, so thank you.
You're welcome, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about something I love to do and something that's not always appreciated by everybody, but it is fun, and it's part of the game, and we need, you know, we need officials, and people hopefully know that and understand that, and at the end of the day, they can appreciate us a little bit too.
Once again, Daryl DeRuyter, Pella Christian High School principal and Iowa high school basketball official. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.